வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 68, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of September, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakrajatam
ततो एनं दन्नपाने प्रकाशं कृतकिल्मिषं निश्याम आकृतानिद्विशेषं यत्र दन्नेन शुद्धति च विदाउट ओबेइंग द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द शास्त्र ही हैज फॉलन डाउन ऑल्दो ही हैज बॉर्न in the Brahman family, but on account of bad association, he fell down from the standard of human ideal life, therefore he is punishable. Not only he, every one of us, the human form of life is specially meant for going back to home, back to God. The animal life, by progressive revolution, they come to the human form of life, and when one is the living entity is on the platform of human form of life, he has got his responsibility. Therefore, Shastra says, Nayam deha deha bhajam niloke kastan kaman arhati bhi bhujam li tapo dibbam putraka jena suddhita satya jasmat brahma saukham anantam. This is the responsibility of human life. This human life is not meant for working day and night like the dogs and hogs for sense gratification. At the present moment, it is going on all over the world. Simply for sense gratification, they are working so hard. From 100 miles, they are going to the working place, hanging on the Delhi passenger train. Sometimes there is accident. These things are going on. Very hard labor, like the ashes. So, this is also another punishment. The more punishment is awaiting Jamadanda at the court of Jamaraj. Not only they are suffering here, but they will be taken to the Jamaraj, and there, according to his work, abominable work, he will be punished. Therefore, the Jamadutta said, Tata enang dandapane sakasam kritakilmisham neshyama. Now it is our duty that the police force that engaged to arrest the criminal and take him to the court or to the police officer for necessary action. So these Jamadutas, they have given sufficient reason that this man has committed a sinful life, therefore he is punishable. So the fact is, this is nature's law. Nature's law is that if the human being does not follow the injunction of the Shastra and he acts whimsically, independently, then he becomes punishable. Exactly in the state laws, if you violate the laws, you are not independent. If you violate the laws, you will be punished. Similarly, dharma means the laws of God. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. So, if you violate the laws of God, the principles of dharma, then you will be punished. And what is that principle of dharma? This Krishna concept. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. We have manufactured so many different types of religious faith, but they are man-manufactured. They are not laws. And now it is being supported by many so-called samis that you can manufacture your own religion. It doesn't matter. Whatever nonsense type of religion you follow, you get the same result. This is going on. But that is not the fact. Dharma is that only one. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. To surrender unto Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is real dharma. And whatever others, they are cheating. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharma prajita kaitava atra. Kaitava means cheating. Cheating type of religion is rejected. So we cannot violate the laws of God or dharma, then we will be punished. The punishment is there awaiting by the laws of nature. The laws of nature is to punish you. So long you are not Krishna conscious, the laws of nature will go on punishing you. This is the law. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. We are thinking independent, but that is not the fact. We are dependent, completely dependent on the laws of nature. Laws of nature means laws of God. What is prakriti? Prakriti is acting under the direction of Krishna. Just like a police constable is working under the direction of magistrate or superior officer. Similarly, prakriti is giving us various types of miserable condition of life directed by the Supreme Personality of God. Mayadhaksena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Krishna says, under my superintendence, the laws of nature is working. And what is the laws of nature? That in the human form of life, if you do not endeavor to understand what is God, what you are, what is your relationship with God, what is your duty, these things if you do not learn, then you are punishable immediately. Krishna bhuliya jeev bhoga vancha kare pasete maya tare japotiya dhore. As soon as you forget Krishna and you want to act independently, then immediately you are captured by maya and you are punished. So when you come to these senses that I am punished by maya on account of my forgetting Krishna consciousness, therefore, my duty is to come back again to Krishna consciousness and be saved from the punishment of the material nature. That is human nature. You cannot say that I don't want Krishna consciousness. If you don't want, then you must suffer. If you want to save yourself from suffering, then you must accept Krishna. It is a question of must. It is not your option. Your option is there because you are part and parcel of Krishna. You have got little independence. But if you misuse that independence, then you are punishable. You cannot. Just like everyone has got little independence to violate the laws of the state, he can do that. But that is punishable. See, if we take the risk of being punished, then we can violate the laws of nature or laws of God. The laws of God is very simple thing. It is not very difficult. God personally says, Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru. Just always think of me. So it is not at all difficult. Krishna is here. You see the deity of Krishna, have impression in your heart how Krishna Balaram is standing, how Radha Krishna is standing, how Gaur Nita is standing. So you can think always Manmana, or you can think of him by chanting Hare Krishna. Where is the difficult? Manmana, you become a devotee, come here in the temple, offer your respect. So to become Krishna conscious is not at all difficult. But people will not take to it, therefore they must suffer. This is the law. So here the same thing is stated, Tatayena dandapani sakasam kritakirmisam. He has acted sinfully, therefore he is punishable and he must be taken to the Jamaraj. Neshyama akrita nirvisesam. Nirvisesam means, suppose I have committed some sin, I must be arrested. Sometimes a great criminal voluntarily goes to the police and surrenders, because he knows I will be arrested, and if I surrender immediately, my punishment may be lesser. So you cannot escape the punishment. The punishment, suppose you have stolen something, you must be punished for 6 months imprisonment. That is the law. If you have killed somebody, then you must be killed. You must be hanged. This is the law. So that is called nirvisesam, to counteract. If I have stolen some property, then I must suffer imprisonment. This is counteract. If you have infected some disease, then you must suffer for some time from that disease. Akrita nirvisesam. So he has not neutralized his sinful activities. Jatra dandena suddhati. Because he has not nullified his sinful activities by atonement or other measure, then he must be punished, then he will be purified. So punishment is also purification. Purification is the same law. If you infect some disease, then you must get that disease and you must suffer from that disease. That is your punishment. Therefore you should be very much careful not to infect any disease. Similarly, don't infect the material qualities, rajogun and tamogun. Remain in satogun and try to elevate yourself from satogun to transcendental state, brahma-bhuta. Then life is successful. Otherwise, we shall be repeatedly punished so long we have got this tendency to enjoy material happiness and get another body one after another.